and the very same ideology promoting heroism is the very same that establishes conformism. And if there is something that ought to be prohibited, there is any form of luxurious distinction that a few try to make over the rest. Our materialism, we become as sterile as the very materials we are so greedy about. And in the end, the conditions we perceive as negative becomes more negative as we decide not to expose ourselves to them. And the starkest power abuses are in the end committed by those who get in power by pointing them out. And the control of our personal sphere is but the partisan tactic to break through authoritarian control. And paradises on earth are being turned to hell to make hell on earth paradises. And the more we can take care of our own nature, the more we can develop a culture that can transcend social decadence. And our victory lies in our will of merging with the environment, absorbing its nature. And in the end, the dilemma is whether we want to contribute with a solid brick for the castle on the social cloud, or whether we want to build a precarious shed rooted in a natural reality. And we ought to be able to smell the anti-establishment with our own nose, especially now that anti-establishment ideologies get so established. And while what is old has pretended to be immortal from the beginning, what is antique has withstand death on a daily basis. And the more an establishment is decaying, the more it will figure out ways of silencing the scream of freedom coming from within. And in the end, it ought to be every bourgeoisie to reject his or her commodities in order for society to go back living in accordance to nature. And our goal should be not to shoot in front and be shot in the back, but flow transversally with the evolution and the evolution of nature. And we ought to carry technology in our becoming aware of reality and not being carried by it in its fictional distortion. And as a society allows few to predominate over others, the latter ought to find any means to sabotage it. Left or right thinking are politics involving the urbanized human, while in nature the matter remains life and death. And feudalism evolving into the present social construction is what has hindered the equal allocation of natural resources. And the greatest impact can only come by a cultural form that has been developed beyond any cultural guideline. And the reason of our mediocrity is that we only borrow generative systems that are not in accordance with our nature, and we do not make the effort of developing our own. And it is better to talk to an invisible audience and keep our voice unaltered than having to moderate our voice for it. And even the most progressive humans do not understand that the only progress they can make is towards their own death. And any sort of cult brings us more or less dangerously astray from reality, but the cult to be aware of it. and especially those who believe they are doing good deeds to the whole of humanity, they only manage to transfer their bad deeds outside their domains. And philosophers living according to nature can be very tolerant, but not when unnatural procedures are established to enforce an empire. And our intelligence should be based on our interaction with our nature and its surroundings, and in this respect social education can be rather limited. And there's never a good or a bad guy, but extreme forces coming to moderate one another with open clash. And when society turns from a vegetable and fruit garden where everyone can work into a park where no one can step on the finely cut grass, it is time to revolt. And especially those who play the role of anti-conformist turn out to be the most conformist. And only expressing our opinions we can prefer one thing over another, when in reality we can appreciate elements of both. And only by pursuing our own will we can have a feeling of our own nature on that of more locked up humans, and having lost an illusion on the latter we can fully pursue the former. And only by being in touch with the same natural presence over time we can build a relation with the divine. And any natural development has reached a perfection that makes great sense, and yet we freeze it to rely on a science making no sense. And society has grown into a tree that could potentially bear a lot of fruits, but whose branches has been cut to avoid any injuries of people fetching them. And we could apply our compassion to everything, and yet this has to relate to our understanding of their natural potential. And right on our clash with the extremely more conformist establishment, we can build our old poetic. And most unnaturally branches are being shelled to prevent any blow of the wind to let its overripe fruits to fall. And the breakthrough of extreme views only manage to establish the extreme opposite views. And there is nothing more beautiful than the eclipse of time with space generating rare poetry. And science alone can never be a guidance, as it focuses on temporally and or spatially limited scenarios. Social debates is like concentrating all our fighting in the front and leaving a great void in the back. And the advantage to set ourselves onto something without getting attached to it is that we can free ourselves when its foundation tremble. And as time gets tougher, the official ones get more official, and the unofficial ones disappear into the void. And the new culture industry has the ability of either burning or crashing actual culture in order to keep up. And poetry can never be conceived under the spotlight, and the poet ought to have the ability to avoid it. And we either allow society to exclude us or be stronger than that and make ourselves exclusive. And the biggest demonstration of our humanity is to recreate a fantastic kingdom within our social confinement. And as soon as one starts acting as a prince, it is time to disobey. And as soon as one becomes a prince, it is time to rebel. And like a constant drop, our poetic will be able to penetrate even the most hermetic bureaucracy. And while our body can be very young, our mentality can be as old as our reluctance towards any sort of transformation. And already by removing our expectations, we remove all the self-inflicted slaveries that are only meant to improve our superficiality. And we should always seek for the moment of social collapse, as then we are fed and nature is kept silence. And in order to distinguish vicious passions from more spiritual ones, one can say that the former alters the later, while the later can actually destroy the former. And according to one perspective, we can observe one greatness above others, which from another perspective can be completely diminished. And the more we join our worldly forces, the bigger will be the unforeseen struggle we will have to endure. And in the end, the most natural place will be preserved within the most of artificial frameworks. And the very same person who plays the social victim could as well celebrate his or her freedom from social slavery. And what we allow and prohibit within a social context, the wisdom we can gather from our nature can prohibit and allow. And by denying evil, we deny the predominant character of nature and are no longer able to define its benevolence.